welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? Catch Up Edition. And on today's episode, I'm discussing Mr. Malcolm's List by Suzanne Allain. I read this book, oh my gosh, I don't even know how long ago that was, but it was episode H. It was a historical romance between Mr. Malcolm and Selena Dalton. Okay, that's Jeremy Malcolm and that's Mr. Malcolm. Okay, now the story was about Mr. Malcolm being this eligible bachelor, and he was sought out, sought after. And there was someone named Julia Thistlethwaite, who he turned down, and she found out that he had a list, and she just didn't meet all the checks on his list. And so she was really PO'd about it, okay? So when Selena Dalton came to visit her, she cooked up this plan, we're gonna get him back, okay? Now, where it ended off, you could actually tell that Mr. Malcolm and Selena were fond of each other. You could tell that. But, they're really coy about it. It's supposed to be, what, the 1800s? Okay. So, it wasn't all, it wasn't really 2000 sort of thing. Like, she wasn't twerking in front of him, like, hey, I like you sort of thing. But, they were fond of each other, and you could tell. And it was a really clean book. I liked the story. Now, when I finished it, I still liked the story. It was really clean. It sort of reminded me of a movie. Oh my gosh. Something about Ernest. I can't think of it. But anyway, yeah, it reminded me of that movie in a way. The way it ended, of course, it was happily, it's a romance. They're going to get married, okay? Sans twerking? No. Maybe there was some sort of 1800. Why am I talking about? Okay, forget that. But anyway. And the revenge, which was Julia's revenge, it didn't work out quite the way she planned it to. But she did sort of get her revenge on Mr. Malcolm. But afterwards, she felt like an idiot. And so then things just go from there. And it sort of wraps up really nicely. And I'm not going to tell you about, the book or whatever. I'm not going to tell you the entire. Because I actually thought that this book was pretty cool. Okay. It's pretty all right. And if you want to read it, then read it, because that is supporting the author who wrote that, which you can read, which I said that I would finish reading, and which I did. No, I'm just joking. Until next time.